By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Amen. Go ahead right now and just extend the love of Christ to that your neighbor by the left, by the right. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. Do it with a smile on your face. Do it with a joy in your heart. Let that person know, I mean what I'm doing. I mean what I'm doing. I mean what I'm doing. I thank God for you. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Every worshiper in the house, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, as we stir up ourselves to experience God in our love for Him, which is a response of our worship tonight again, I need to remind you very strongly that anything you do outside the love that you have for Him is not accepted. So, if love is not established, worship can never ever be truly experienced. Your love for Him must be the reason you love Him. You worship Him. And I've said, worship is loving God and showing it to Him. Worship is endorsing that you have been fed with His love and responding likewise. Are you with me, people of God? The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14 that the love of Christ constrains us, rules us, prevails over us, determines what we do and what we don't do. Are you with me, somebody? Go ahead, sir. Play with scriptures for me. Now, see what NIV said. NIV said, for Christ's love does what? Compels us. Compels us. The things that we do is because Christ's love is what is triggering it. Are you with me, somebody? Go ahead, sir. Any version? Either way, Christ's love controls us. It controls us. Yes, sir. Let's read everybody. One, two, go. Amplified. For the love of Christ controls and urges and impels us. The passion? Okay, thank you. Read everybody. One, two, go. For it is Christ's love that fuels our passion and motivates us. Are you with me, somebody? Anything we do based on love. That is what triggers any relationship we have with God and with any other person. Are you with me? Okay, message it, please. Thank you. Shall we read it slowly? One, two, go. Christ's love has moved me to such extremes. His love has the first and last word in everything we do. Our firm decision is to walk from this focused center. From everything we do, is love is what births everything we do, pushing us to such extremes. Are you with me, somebody? So don't worship God because it is Friday. Neither worship God because Lee Brother is gingering you again as his custom is. Neither are you worshiping God because you are compelled to worship God because it's a response of your love to Him. You love Him. Lift up your voice and just express your love. Let Him know, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Talk about your love to Him. Don't talk about His love to you. Talk about your love to Him. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you. Somebody love Him. 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 Somebody love Him.
love him. Somebody love him. Somebody love him. Express your love to God. Na na mae ta ta da da. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. 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 I love you, Jesus. Oh, my hand de abondo. The love that I have for you has compelled me, controlled me, impels me. The love that I have for you has begun to indeed cause me to do the extreme in my expression of my worship. That is the driver. That is what influences my relationship with you, Lord. I love you, Lord, not because of what you have done, not because of what you can do, just simply because of who you are. I love you, Lord, because you are everything more than enough. Everything, you're my all in all. I love you, Lord, because you are faithful in all your ways and glorious in all your doings and mighty in all your acts. There is no one compared to you. I love you, Lord. It is not what they force me to do. It's a response of how you have been so good and kind to every one of us in this place. I love you, Lord, because your name is love. And it is from that I stand today to lift up my voice in worship of your name. I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. Oh, thank you for not letting me wallow in sin and dare to the things of yours. I love you, Lord, because you have thought well of me and you have separated me before the foundation of the earth to be called your very own. I love you, Lord, because you sent your son to die for only me. I love you, Lord, because I did not deserve it. I don't still deserve what I'm experiencing. Oh God, I love you because you have been the one behind everything I've seen and the journey I've traveled thus far in this destiny walk. I love you, Lord, because, Lord, you are supreme in all things, and I thank you for this love that you have indeed shown to me. That is why I've come to love you. That is why I've come to adore you. That is why I've come to lift you high. I shut down everything that will alter or pollute the expression of my love for you. And I come just as I am, just to let you know this is pure love. Just to let you know this is true love. Not tied to what you can do again tonight. I'm not looking for an experience. I'm actually desiring to love you more. I'm actually coming to be filled with you more as I express what you demand of me. Master, Savior, you are all that I stand for, and you are all that I live for. You are all that I will ever exist for. Oh, thank you, Lord, for no one cometh except you draw. You have drawn me by your everlasting love. I love you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands to him. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Take joy, our King, O Lord, in all that we do today. We don't want to sing the songs of men that entices men's heart and causes the ears of men to tingle, but want to sing songs that arouses our love for you, that stirs up your passion for us, that brings us and draws us closer to that which had been done by your son Jesus, who is seated on the throne. Lord, let this worship tonight be a sweet smelling savour in your ears. Everybody, everywhere. you, Lord. And I lift my voice, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, rejoice, take joy. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice. I lift my voice to Lord, to worship you, oh my soul. Oh,
we're the ones you love.
We've come to worship you. It was love that brought us near. And we've come to express the same love back to you. It was your love that made us whole. And we've come to worship you. We're the ones you love. We're not holding back our worship to you. Every lover, respond, respond. We're the ones you love. We will show forth your worship tonight. We are the ones that you love. We want you to know that we've come to worship you. We're the ones you love. We've come to worship you. For they don't know. It's this love that has brought us thus far. That's why they don't know what you mean to us. That is why we've come to love you. They don't know what you mean to us. They don't know. You mean everything to us. This is our love to you tonight. This is our heart to you tonight. Father in heaven, I will love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our worship. As your people, we declare your mighty works. We declare your everlasting love. We declare your eternal salvation. We declare everything that you are to us. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Father in heaven. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name. We lift in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people, we declare your mighty word. Blessed be the Lord. In our praises, and as your people, we declare your mind. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. You reign.
As we glory
flesh. Feel this temple with your presence. We are the temple, not made with hands, but we are the circumcision who worship the Father and rejoice in Christ. For we have no confidence in the flesh, but we worship through our love and through the Spirit of Christ at work in us. Lift up your voice of personal worship. Let your voice be heard. Everybody, everywhere, let's set an oblation this evening. Let's set an oblation of worship this evening. Lord, we love you. 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 Lord, you love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. This is personal. Oh, Sidamash. Irema Ghost. Irabandiende. Sigamaye. Sidabayaba. Sigarabodobo. Idabaladia. Endanabongudia. Mandoro Monte. Ina Hangarabosha. Kerabiando Bongliende.
Thank you for your presence.
this place. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Oh, Shadows.
Bye.
Yes, you are holy, my God. In this place, you are holy, my God. In this place, you remain holy, my God. Compared to you, Lord, no one would take your place in this place. Amen, amen, amen. We worship you forever. We worship you eternally. We declare you as the reason for everything here. This ground has been consecrated for your worship forever. We let everyone know this, Lord. We, your lovers, have come tonight to declare our worship of you. Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen to the Lord. Quiet, everybody, in the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. This place remains your place of worship. Our lives remains your temple of worship. Thank you, Jesus. We'll never bow to anyone except you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Please rise, Jeffrey. You may be seated, everyone. We honor Jesus. Want to begin a teaching series tonight, a true sense of worship. A true sense of worship. In this, we are trusting the Lord to bring us yet into something strong in our insight of what this devotion to Him called worship is all about. When we're talking about the essence of anything, we're simply talking about the quality that makes it what it is. We're looking at the qualities that makes worship what it is. We're looking at the critical, the integral, the most important, the imperative qualities, aspects, dimensions, truth about what worship is. Because until we know this, we can't really truly worship. Two, we can't really truly experience what worship is all about. Three, we can't really truly grow in our love for God. Therefore, the true essence of worship comes from a revelation. And what revelation? That is the revelation of who Christ is. The revelation of who Christ is. Philippians chapter 3 verse 3. We are the circumcision who worship God and rejoice in Christ. For we have no confidence in the flesh. We have been separated by God to do this worship by the reason of what had been revealed to us, what had been exposed to us, what had been unveiled to us, the Living Bible, sir. For it isn't the cutting of our bodies that makes us children of God, it is worshiping Him with our spirit. Someone said, here. That is the only true circumcision. We Christians glory in what Christ Jesus has done for us. That is the revelation. That is, friend, next week I'll bring you up to something strange. That is the revelation. What He has done for us is what brings us into an experience, into what worship is, and realize that we are helpless to save ourselves. Make it easy to read. Thank you. But we are the ones who have the true circumcision, because it was a debate that, okay, the Jews who, according to the Abrahamic covenant that God made with him, that the more circumcised, and that's what had been brought into our various lives, virtually all the males are circumcised, I get what I'm trying to say, and then there and then, according to the old covenant, circumcision brings you into a covenant, into a consecration, into a relationship with God. But when Christ came, that had been abolished. So our circumcision is of the spirit, by the revelation of who Christ is and what He has done for us. Now, return the scripture. Thank you, sir. It says, we who worship God through His Spirit, we don't trust in ourselves or anything we can do. We take pride only in who? So, never forget, your essence of worship emanates from the revelation of who Christ is. So what triggers your worship and my worship is, one, who is Christ to me? Number two, what is His saving grace about? When you understand the concept of grace, I remember 2 years ago we took a whole month on looking at grace, the unplugged grace. When you understand the concept of grace, you will be able to respond in worship. What is this saving grace? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace are we saved through faith. It is not of ourselves. It's not about our ability. It is the gift of God. Verse 9. Number 3 is infinite love. He had loved us. Behold, what manner of love the Father had given unto us, that we might be called the sons and the children of God. He does not yet appear. Oh my God. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 and 3. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 and 3. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. For I have loved you with an everlasting love. This thing has got nothing to do with what you will do. Hear me, sir. When you do wrong, you know what happens, sir? He simply still loves you. When you do right more, He smiles at you. You're doing right, you're doing wrong, does not change His love for you. Someone say amen. It's infinite love. It's unconditional love. It's tears and unending worship of who He is. Number 4, the power of the cross. Oh, the power of the cross.
For in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond.
You know, John chapter 19 and verse 30, that statement, it is finished, is beyond a three-letter word. The revelation of the power of the cross is beyond the three-letter word. It's far beyond it. I've said it again and again. Does he really need to go to the cross? Couldn't he just save us without the cross? After all, he was already saving people before he died. He was already healing people before he died. Think about it, sir. He was already raising the dead before he died. So understanding, do you understand? Your understanding of the cross must actually be wrong then. He was already forgiving sins before he died. He doesn't need to go to the cross for him to forgive sin. Do you understand what he said? He said, the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin. Go, my friend. Don't even give me repentance. You remember the man with leprosy and the man with the palsy? He said, carry your bed and get out from here. He said, which one is easier? You Pharisees, confused people. To tell a man to stand up and walk, or to tell a man to forgive sin. Say, you don't know the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin. Are you with me, somebody? There's power of the cross. Number five. What he brought you and I out of is a revelation. That is what steers your worship. That is what propels your worship. When you don't have an understanding of this, you just make it a religious anthem. You just make it a religious service. What he brought you and I out from. The Bible said in Psalm 40 verse 2, he brought us from the miry clay, Kasha. Set our feet upon the rock. Out of the miry clay. Out of the mess of life. Setting us upon the rock. Suggesting that we will no longer sink again in life. Are you with me, somebody? He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Someone say, my goings is established. Establish my goings so I can't sink, I can't falter. What a confidence in what he has done. Are you with me, somebody? What can you do? Message it, amplify it, anyone. He lifted me out of the ditch, pulled me from deep mud. He stood me up on a solid rock. Who is that solid rock? Himself, Christ. To make sure I won't sleep. Someone can say I can't sleep. Go on. Verse 3. Are you on message? Where did you go before? Okay. He taught me how to sing the latest God song, Shagaya Sadaya, a praise song to our God. More and more people are seeing this. They enter the mystery. Someone says it's a mystery. Do you understand, sir? That is the essence. Your life becomes a response of his love. Experience in his worship because you understand what you're doing. The revelation of who you were, where you were, bringing you into his glory, bringing you into his light, has turned everything around. Are you with me, somebody? Causing you to sing a song and everyone beholding. Return that scripture, sir. He said, abandoning themselves to God. Verse 4, sir. Let's see. Blessed are you who give yourselves over to God. Say that's me, somebody. Turn your backs on the world's sure thing. Ignore what the world worships. Lift up your right hand and worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. For the power of the cross. For his saving grace, for his love that made you his beloved, for what he has done for you, for where he has brought you out from, you that were called sin, not even a sinner, he took it away and made you the righteousness of God in him. What a love! What a Jesus! What a Jesus! What a Jesus! Water Jesus. We lift our voice to you, Jesus. And we worship you for who you are. You are the essence of all that we do in worship. We worship you for who you are. We worship you for who you are, Jesus. Siramaka Sedabasha. Sikadae Kabandos Teabash. Think of what he has done. Think of how he got it done. Most of the time we don't think. We don't think the way we ought to think. That's why we can't respond. Think of what he has done. Think of how he got it done. What could you have done to make him do what he has done? And never forget, what he has done can never be undone. So there is a permanency in all that he has done. Think of what he has done. So why should anything that is around you begin to make you do contrary to who he is and what he has done for you? Think of what he has done. Behold, what manner of love is this? The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, so that you should show forth the praise of him who had called you out of darkness. Think of what he has done. He called you out of darkness. The Bible said he translated you from the powers of darkness into another kingdom. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Think of what he has done. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me, ma. You will have been an herbalist. What did you do that you are not an herbalist? You will have been a necromancer. What did you do that you are not? Think of what he has done. You have been in darkness, outright darkness. You have been going from one place to another, looking for something that is not lost. Think of what he has done. That triggers your worship of him. When all of this is brought together, men simply worship. The Bible said when the angels understood this, and when Jesus Christ became born again, I taught you that last year. When Jesus Christ became born again, the Bible said, God said, hey, you have today you have become born again. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. That was when Jesus became born again. If you don't know what I mean, go and pick the message. It was the first begotten of the Father. When Jesus became born again, immediately God said, my friend, let the angels begin to worship him. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, verse 6. When you know what he had done, and when was that? When he died on the cross and went to hell and defeated darkness and he returned triumphantly. That was when he became saved. So they can call all men unto righteousness, all men unto glory. And the Bible said, the angels, God told the angels, hey, this man must be worshipped. One day, the whole world will worship Jesus. One day, everyone on this earth will bow before him in honor of him. The revelation of Jesus will trigger his worship. When Jesus becomes revealed to you, when Jesus becomes strong in your understanding, your worship becomes automatic. Revelations chapter 15, verse 4. Give me the NIV you were giving me before. Thank you. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you. Why? For your righteous acts has been what? Revealed. One day, the whole world will bow before Jesus. Let them be bragging that he's Isa or is anything, he's prophet, they're on their own. One day, scripture will be fulfilled. The whole world, when it becomes revealed, everyone will bow. Everyone will worship. So for you, when Christ becomes revealed to you, your worship, sir, understand, sir. You see, I keep saying, the reason why most of the time you do what you do is because you don't know what you're doing and you don't know who you are doing it to. The reason why you are doubting or you are compromising or you are not living the life you ought to live is because you don't know who is in you. Who is this Christ to you? God was just looking for someone to die in martyr? No, sir. Who is this Christ to you? It will trigger automatic, sir. It will trigger your worship of him. It brings tears to your eyes. This Jesus. The Bible said all the angels will worship him. All. And that is what they are already doing in heaven. Because they understood who he is. The revelation of him brought worship to become a lifestyle. Give me that 1 Peter 2:9. Passion.
I see Jesus seated on the throne. All the angels worship, crying holy. I see Jesus seated on the throne. All the angels worship. Kind, holy, all the angels worship him. Kind, holy. All the angels worship him. I see Jesus seated on the throne. All the angels worship him. I see Jesus. Oh, seated on the throne. All the angels worship him. Kindly. Worship him. Kindly. Return that scripture, sir.
That you give me that Revelation chapter 15, verse 4, the Living Bible. Alright, thank you. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Passion.
For you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation, set apart as God's devoted ones. Do you understand who you are? He called you out of darkness to experience His marvelous light. And now He claims you as His very own.
I think you should be loving Jesus right now with your hands lifted up
and thank Him again. He did this so that you would broadcast His glorious wonders throughout the world. Do you understand? He didn't do this for fun. I mean, look at that. That is a strong one. It's a priest who are kings. I love that. Strong. I think it was three years ago we talked about priestly sacrifice or priestly ministry and worship. Priests who are kings. Whew. Come on. Glory to God. What a life. Who shall not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come. Sir, do you understand? There's some things, there's some scriptures that are real. All nations will come and worship before you. For your righteous deeds have been revealed, have been disclosed. Christ shall be revealed to the whole earth. Everyone shall know Him. Everyone shall behold Him. Everyone shall have an understanding of who He is and what He did. And it will respond into a worship. Men and women will naturally bow to God. Are you with me, somebody? But you have been privileged by heaven, separated by heaven, to know this aforetime. Blessed are your ears that hear, and blessed are your heart that responds. Jesus must be revealed, and our worship must be experienced. Lift up your right hand to Him right now and thank God for His word. Just remember the woman with the alabaster box. That's all she had, and that's all she could offer, because she understood who Jesus was. Jesus was revealed to her, and she gave her all. She neglected her past, she confronted her shame, and she poured herself forth to Jesus with her tears, with the most treasurable thing she has, her hair, and the most costly asset of us, our perfume. That's what worship is. She saw Jesus. It responded. Something triggered. She was revealed by experiencing who Jesus was. And Jesus said, this becomes a memorial for her forever. As long as this gospel is preached, this woman can never be forgotten. Lift up your voice to Him and bless His holy name. Oh Jesus, that we may know you more, Jesus. We long to know you more. We want to know you more. The more we know you, the more understanding of what we are to do
with everything that we've known about you become stronger. The more we know you, the more our worship becomes automatic. Oh Lord, we want to know you more. Let that be your thoughts. Let that be your prayer. Let that be your communication right now. Jesus, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The revelation of you is the true essence of worship. The revelation of you is the true essence of worship. I want to know you more, Jesus. I long to know you. I desire more that I've known. Just as Paul said, I want to get to a point of progressively, intimately recognizing you and living my life to fulfill that which you have said. I want to know you, Jesus. I desire more than I've ever before. I long for more than I ever thought before. I long for stronger and deeper love and walk with you. I want to know you more. Sigata Dianta. Sibre Baba Shigere Dekata. Berutoste. The knowledge of you. And cause every other thing. The knowledge of you holds every other thing together. The knowledge of you brings every other thing together. Causing me to worship you. Stronger and real. Forever, Lord. It's a desire. It's a decision. It's a commitment. Master, to know you, to love you, to live for you, to stand for you. On Monday, when we're praying, we saw Matthew chapter 16. And the Bible said, Jesus began to ask, who am I? And Jesus said, it is this revelation of who I am that my church is established. You know what he said to me? He said, when my revelation is known and preached and expressed, my church is built. Meaning, you should actually not be praying, Lord, build your church. I will build my church. You ensure that my church that will be built will be on the revelation of this truth of who I am. Christ, the Son of the living God. Yeah, that's the scripture. Thank you. Now he said, and this truth of who I am will be the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church. So everything about my church will be centered on this bedrock or foundation of who I am. One of the desires that you must long for, Lord, reveal yourself to me in person. Lord, teach me who you are. Show me who you are. Who are you, Jesus? It will turn everything around. You know a song that I think we should sing? Jesus, God's righteousness revealed. Let's sing. Worshipers. Christ, your Peter, royal.
Speak in tongues, everybody. Lift up your voice and speak in tongues. Righteousness be revealed in this place. That your righteousness be revealed in us. That who you are might be known by all men. That who you are might be expressed by all men. That indeed the light of yours might be exposed to all men. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, reveal yourself to every individual, reveal yourself to every person, reveal yourself to every family. Oh, Sarabasha.
God's own. God's righteousness revealed. Jesus.
The Lamb. You're the Lamb.
May the things of this world die in your eyes. May nothing push you to deny Christ. May you never walk away from God's plan for your life. May no pressure make you to drop your salvation. May the love of Christ keep burning in you. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your heart will pant for Him more. Himself will reveal Himself to you personally. You will love God more. And your worship will not be a Friday experience. It will be an eternal experience. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands and bless Him one more time. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. May we sit there. The song is not leaving me today.
I see Jesus seated on the throne. All the angels worship Him, crying for me. I see Jesus seated on the throne.
Shall we lift up to you? Father, we thank you for the honor to give to you. We love you. This is not give and get, it's an expression of our love. Thank you, Father. Because the journey into worship will always be about Jesus. On Sunday, in our worship service, Word and Life, Fulfilled Life Part 2, as God yet again brings us into what our Christian faith is all about. And then that's 7:30, and then 10:20 influence. We'll begin identifying your uniqueness. Awesome. Awesome time. Let's rise to our feet, everybody. Hold the hand of your neighbor. And tell that neighbor, just one person will do. Tell that neighbor, say, neighbor, I love you. And I'm trusting God with you. That this your walk with God will never stop. Please don't let it stop. If it stops, you will not be happy with yourself. It's very important that the reason why you are doing what you're doing is because you love Him, not because He must give you something. I dare you to make your relationship with God be centered on love affair. Not wait and get. Not pray and collect. But just loving God. Friend, this weekend is very important in this your journey of your devotion with God. Spend some time praying, speaking tongues. Remember, when you speak in tongues, your spirit prays. Your mind is unfruitful, but something is generated. Speak in tongues, because evil is arranged at night. Pray. Pray. I need you to pray. Pray. I hear scripture, 1 Peter. I don't know how you're going to do it. Easy English, right now. I hear scripture. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. Easy English. Kambo, see. Please speak in tongues, somebody. Speak in tongues. Sikaba. 1 Peter 4, 7. Easy English. Speak in tongues, everybody. Speak in tongues, speak in tongues. Speak in tongues, sir. Don't be quiet, man. Don't be quiet. Speak in tongues. Something is strong here. 1 Peter 4, 7. Easy English, sir. Speak in tongues. Something is strong here. Baka, sidabash. Radabake, paribash. Shidabash. Mele shiramash elamande makere tana na 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 shata ila de la baka shedo ila de la baka shira ila de la kabaridos ila de la baka da matinos igerrega bandos igerrega bandesta igerrega da balatos ijeparade errega basitata e shira na 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 ha Elando fina hasta ragate ase ragashena mando rega bayatena nata rega bayashina mando itandika eshena na namaso.
What's the command in suffering? Is that the title? Rip it off. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Thank you, Lord. He that sent me is with me. The end of all things is near. So think seriously and clearly. And rule yourselves properly so that you can. Remember what I said just now, before now? I told you, pray. Speak in tongues. And he said, tell them, this for them. Something is about to happen. Something is about to culminate into your glory. Pray. Pray. Pray, sir. Pray. 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 Get serious. Get clear. Get sensitive. Don't play foul over your destiny. Face your life. Speak in tongues. Make it strong. Pray, knowing fully where is your spirit that is praying, sir. It's not your mind. So it has got nothing to do with what you're praying about. It has got everything to do with something you are arranging in the realm of the spirit. Remember, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. And as you speak in tongues, you are casting out imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And you are bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Remember, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against which are wickedness in high places. Therefore, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, do all kinds of prayers and supplication in the Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend you to God. Spend time. Drive home speaking in tongues. Wash speaking in tongues. Bath speaking in tongues. Cook speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues to the point that from your spirit, as you sleep, something is teared up in the spirit. Remember, sir, understand, sir, this is the privilege God has given to us. He gives us scripture on the spot. I've never seen this scripture before, apart from today right now. So don't think I'm playing games with you. Better use your head and be smart. Like message will say, use your head. Use your head and be smart. So you better get it done. Meaning something is brooding. The disguise of the... Remember I told you, sir. He said, hey, if you allow me, oh my God, everything is just coming together now. If you allow me to rule you this month, He said, because many things will come your way. Many things will come to distort, distract, derail, derange, distort, detour you. But if you allow me, if you allow me, if you give me your attention, if you make it your month of separation and consecration, then you will do well. Speak in tongues. Get rid of nonsense. Get rid of silly people who are not going to where you are going to. Get them disconnected. Speak in tongues. Because, sir, the glory that is about to be revealed is in a short while. Return that scripture, sir. The end of all things is just about at the corner. It's near. So get serious. Get clearer because it's near. You are nearer than where you started. Someone say amen. So rule yourselves properly so you can mess out of basket. Pray. Shut down on nonsense. Shut down on irrelevant people. Pray. Kazato vreba isata. Believe me, sir. This movement is not for fun. It's not for fun people. It's not for church comers or church members. We don't raise members here. We raise followers. And after you have followed till then shall we know if you have followed on to know the Lord. Blessed assurance. Lift up your two hands. I bless you. This weekend shall be your most refreshing. I say it again in the name of Jesus in this season of refreshing. This weekend shall be your most refreshing. As you apply yourself in praying, every devil flees and every angel seeks everything that has to do with you. Enjoy God's unusual presence all through this weekend. It is well with you and your family. Be blessed. Love you.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.